Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a sorrowful day for everyone here at the county as we mourn the loss of our dear friend John Paul Davis, a judge of the county court at law number 3. Hope you'll keep his family members in your prayers during this coming week. And I'd like at this time to call on Commissioner Alford to lead us in an invocation and Commissioner Arnold to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give your divine wisdom to each and every member of this court. Not only this court, but every member of the county employees with humble hearts and sadness, but you know what's best. You took home a strong soldier that's been dedicated to the citizens of Jefferson County for quite a number of years. The Lord, we ask that you not only give the strength and wisdom to this court, but every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask this in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with E. Sullivan Advertising and Design to be appointed marketing communications agency for Jack Brooks Regional Airport commencing February 10, 2014 and ending September 30, 2014, not to exceed $25,000 for marketing and promotion at the airport. Item C is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I'm going to skip around a little bit and go over to item A under Sheriff's Department, which is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Cynthia A. Patton for 30 years and 3 months of dedicated service to the Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver and I think seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. If you would come up to the lectern, please, Sheriff, bring Ms. Patton. And Commissioner Weaver is going to read the resolution.
Cindy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoyed working with you those many years, and you've been a real asset to the Sheriff's Office. It's my honor and privilege to be able to read this resolution. Whereas Cynthia A. Patton has devoted 30 years and 3 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Cynthia Patton has dedicated her talents and pledged her services over the years as a telecommunications operator, answering emergency 911 calls and maintaining a vital link between citizens in distress and deputies on the street, relaying calls for service and reports of criminal activity, and coordinating law enforcement efforts with agencies throughout the county. And whereas Cynthia Patton has made an outstanding contribution to law enforcement as a peace officer and corrections officer for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Cynthia Patton has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas Cynthia Patton is recognized for unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by our friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Cynthia A. Patton for dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed by Jefferson County Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners.
I'm not much of a speech giver. I just would like to say
I have truly enjoyed working with so many people here, and the Sheriff's Department has always treated me well and treated me with respect and treated me fairly, and I've been proud to work for them. I can't say exactly that I regret leaving, since for the first time in many years, I hope to be up during the day and sleep at night and have a normal schedule and be able to do things with other people and be off on the weekend and all sorts of things I've been looking forward to for 30 years. But I thank y'all very much for this commendation, and I will very much miss my coworkers and many of the people I've met and come to really like and respect that I have worked with.
Thank you.
I want to publicly thank her. As you've heard me say many times before, our 911 operators are a vital link between the citizens and the deputies out on the street. Cindy said she doesn't like attention, and so she's been on midnight staying out of attention, but she's been the lifeline to those deputies out there on the road, and serves one, as I, my estimation, one of the most important positions in the sheriff's office day in and day out. Looking over us and those deputies out there. And Cindy, I want to publicly say thank you for the service you've rendered here. Thank you.
Cynthia, we have a flag that's flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse. Under Commissioner's Court, given the current weather conditions, we can table item A. Item B is consider and possibly approve and receive and file reinvestment zone orders and addendum to abatement agreements executed between Jefferson County and OCI Firewater for phase one and phase two to correct the merger of the Pandora Methanol and OCI Firewater reinvestment zones. Item C is to receive and file an executed interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Spindletop Center for Mental Health Liaison Program Officers. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court application to the Criminal Justice Division for the fiscal year 2014-2015. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to apply for grant funds from the Foundation of Southeast Texas for the project period May 1st, 2014 through April 31st, 2015. Item F is consider and possibly approve a resolution of the Gulf Coast Community Protection and Recovery District, Inc. And item G is to consider authorizing county judge to execute a Texas Historical Commission Round 8 grant application for the courthouse fire alarm system. We have a motion on those items under Commissioner's Court.
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
How much is that grant application for?
It is for, I think it's not going to cover the entire cost. I think the maximum is $460,000, I believe.
Okay.
And I think the total cost is projected to be a little over $1 million. But it's a 50-50 match. And got it right here. Judge Thorne, is there anything you want to say about the Family Treatment Drug Court?
I think I'd give up a chance to talk.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I'm just proud of the work that the Family Drug Court has done. We've been recognized in Austin. Ms. Judy Pash and Ms. Kelly Webster are the backbone of that and run it. We've been in business since 2005.
Why don't you explain for the benefit of the public exactly how the drug court works and who it serves?
Drug courts all over Texas have saved the state of Texas $2 billion. I just went to a drug court conference a couple weeks ago, and that figure was put out there. But what we do is we get mostly women that have had their children removed or are dealing with CPS. They are terribly drug addicted, have a long history of drug addiction, and have never, ever been cured of that addiction. Drug Court is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week program where we have a team that, at reduced cost, monitors these ladies and a few. We've got one male in the program right now. We've got a 65% success rate, which matches the state. And before we started the Drug Court, Tom Mulvaney, Judge Mulvaney, and I, over a 5-year period, and you know how many CPS cases we got, we had only had one successful return of children in all that time. And think about what happens when we don't return. Those children are in foster care, and the state is paying for them, and we're paying for them. We save the county and we save the state a lot of dollars, and we're making families whole. And we've had, I can't tell you how many women have we had that have had children during the course of the Drug Court, about 10? Okay, we've had eight children, and you know, if a child is born addicted, they've already proved that their brains do not develop properly. And that little thing that we've all got in there that has to do with remorse and guilt, it isn't there. And so you've got broken children. And again, we'll be spending a lot of money for those children. But they've been, eight have been born drug-free. So I'm proud of the work that these ladies have done and the Drug Court has done. Like I said, we've raised $400,000 over the years. And the fact that we keep getting those grants is a testament to the work that Jefferson County Drug Court has done. So thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
And Judge, I would say this, and Judge Dawn, we want to thank you because it took the innovation between you and Judge Mulvaney at that time to kick it off, and that is what it's about, helping the community. So we want to thank you for engaging in that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I've skipped over county auditor. One item A is regular county bills, check numbers 390001 through 390287. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under county tax assessor collector, we have one item to to receive and file the official oath for Terry Winchell, interim tax assessor collector. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have that unanimously. And under county treasurer, one item, which is to receive and file the investment schedule for January 2014, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, next, under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve an overweight vehicle permit to Square Mile Energy LLC for drilling site off of Wilbur Road located in Precinct 3. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Two items under human resources. A is to consider and possibly approve the hiring of a plumber in the Beaumont Maintenance Department, 102% of the salary range. Item B is to consider and possibly approve granting up to a 90-day leave without pay for Bonnie Ransonette, an auditor's office employee. Have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have that unanimously. And back to Sheriff's Department, item B is to consider and possibly approve a resolution allowing Jefferson County to accept the Paul Coverdell Forensic Science Improvement Grant that's been awarded to the Regional Crime Lab for 2014 project year that's fully funded by the National Institute of Justice grant that requires no cash match from the county.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Pardon me?
Commissioner Alford.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Offley. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have that unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Next Monday, the 17th, is a county holiday. It's the pleasure of the court to meet on Tuesday, the 18th.
Yes, sir.
All right, then we will meet at 1:30 p.m. on February 18th. Is there anything any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Ms. Guidry.
Runs through when, Ms. Guidry? 28?
Friday.
28.
Anything else? Not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here. Got a bunch of resolutions for y'all to sign. Oh.